Take unto you the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. It is a fact that very often people find themselves in circumstances which are not very pleasant or very good. But we have to recognize the fact that even though we have a certain amount of control over things, it is really ultimately up to God to determine what our circumstances are. That is, it's up to Him to determine where He places us. And we see that sometimes people find themselves in bad circumstances in the various states that they have in life. For example, many women after a few years of marriage find their husbands are losers. They say he lacks this or that virtue. He does not accomplish what she thinks he should. He doesn't become what she thinks he should be like. He does not pay enough attention to her needs or to this and that. Men, after a few years of marriage, will often be very displeased with their wives. Very often he will regret the marriage because of the responsibility he has regarding her and the children. He will miss his freedom. He will be saddened because of her dislike or disapproval of him. He dislikes what he thinks she has become, when in point in fact she has always been that way all along. And the same applies for husbands in relationship to their wives. That is, very often men are displeased with what their wife has become, when in point in fact she hasn't changed, and likewise the husband hasn't become anything, usually he hasn't changed at all. In the workplace, people find that the people they work around have all these faults. They lack this or that virtue, they do not take into consideration each other's welfare. Usually this is thought of in terms of the person who happens to see the faults. You know, they're not considering me in this situation. In the family, they are disappointed with how their children turn out, who they married, the jobs they have. The kids see the defects of their parents and get frustrated because they are always victimized by their parents' defects, or saddened because they will not change, or they do not perceive that they're trying to work on the change. Among friends, we become disappointed because of the things they do to us or to others. Or we see our friends in bad situations and become angry because of the way others treat them. And you can go on and on. There are all sorts of very bad kinds of circumstances that we can find ourselves in. These things tend to, that is, our perception of these things tends to lead to anger, because we perceive injuries and we want vindication. We become depressed because of how bad our life is, or sometimes this even can turn into despair. Very often we desire to change everything and everyone because we don't want to really change ourselves to accommodate to the circumstances. Or we disordinately seek consolation in created goods because of our bad circumstances. Sometimes we give in to flight. This is when a person wants to flee the situation or get away from it, such as those who want to seek divorce, or leaving their kids, or quitting a job, or abandoning their friends, and so on. Eventually, our anger and these things may give way to hatred. This is sad because sometimes you see spouses actually hating each other, their situation, or their friends, or their co-workers, or whatever the case may be. But we recognize in all of this how incredible selfish we are, that when we get into these situations or these circumstances, that we really judge them in light of ourselves. That is, we make it into a consideration about us. We very often fail to realize that God may have put us in these situations or circumstances precisely because He hoped that we would correspond favorably and help our friends, our co-workers, and our family, and if we're married, our spouses. That is, God may actually put you in a circumstance. He may recognize that your husband is going to be a loser, or that your wife will be perceived as an albatross. So what does He do? He puts you in those circumstances not so that you will fight them and become disgruntled, but so that you will rise to the occasion. That is, He puts you in there because He sees that you have the capacity to help this other person overcome the difficulties that they may have. But if you fail to do this, if you fail to rise to the occasion, you may be failing God's will for you by not doing everything you can spiritually or even naturally to help those around you. How incredibly selfish it is when we seek to fashion people in our own image by wanting to change them or our circumstances so that they do not hurt us or bother us or cause us sorrow or anger. Rather than trying to fashion other people in the image of God or to accept the circumstances which God has placed us in. How incredibly selfish it is for us to become so fixated on self and how these things impact us instead of trying to do what God wants us to do in the circumstances and seeing how they affect God's glory. How incredibly selfish it is for us to want to control our circumstances when it is ultimately God's place to do so. We subject the will of God to the caprice of the creature. He ultimately determines our circumstances, and he does this for our benefit. We must look at our circumstances and see what God wants us to do, not what I am getting out of it. It is God who fashions history, but he uses us as instruments to fashion that very history. If God chooses us to do something in a given set of circumstances and we fail to respond, we are worse than useless instruments because we fail to do what he wanted us to do. So instead of looking at everyone else's faults and failings, we should be looking at ourselves to see if we're failing in our circumstances. God puts us in people's lives to help them, not necessarily for ourselves. Sometimes God puts people in our lives to help us overcome our own deficiencies. That is, by not having people placate our wants and desires, but in order to help to fashion and mold us spiritually. If we do not take this perspective, then the imperfections, failings, and sins of others will never have a spiritually beneficial effect on us. Therefore, we must embrace the circumstances of our lives. You have to change your perspective to a spiritual one. What does God want out of you in this situation? Why has he put you in this situation that you can contribute to it? It may not be what you want, but that's not the point. What does God want me to do? What can I do about it? To make a slight change to a very famous phrase, actually a recent politician used it, but in point and fact it's from an ancient source. Ask not what God and others can do for you, but what you can do for God. Rise to the occasion. If you do not embrace your circumstances in life, you will fail God. And that means you have to be willing to suffer. You cannot embrace difficult circumstances in your life unless you are willing to suffer. You have to pray about everything that comes your way, asking for the gift of counsel so that God will show what to do and when to do it. We know our tasks not necessarily by what we want. That is, we know the divine-given tasks by what circumstances we very often find ourselves in. Lastly, remember that when you stand before the judgment seat of God, he will not ask you, what did you get out of life? What did you get from your spouse? How good were your circumstances? Did people give you what you wanted? Rather, he will ask you, what did you do given the circumstances that I chose for you? In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, Amen.